Holly J is the party pixie that sprung to life from the pages of a graphic novel. You'll either notice her from her infectious sets, where she smashes together at least 20 different genres and gets you vibing right, or you'll hear her with her booming laugh from the other side of the bar. She's a total dreamboat and holds a huge space in my heart. Holly J, welcome back to Countercultured.
Thank you. What an intro. Oh, my God. I feel so special.
You're so special. Well, hey, thank you for coming in, because you're closing tonight's Vic Play Week feature. I mean, I couldn't be more happy to have you as the closing artist.
Thank you.
And look, you've got some of the coolest fans, honest to God. Before and after set, you've had a dozen people waiting around to either slap fives or say thank you for that, or they're so excited to see you. You get some of the most incredible comments on social media. As someone who's been on both sides of the fandom, because I remember in our last chat you were saying how when you were rising the ranks and before you became a DJ, you used to follow around some of your inspirational people. How do you feel when it comes to processing all of this?
I think it's actually a really a good place to sort of have come from. Basically because I know what it's like to be that, you know, person that's just waiting to touch their hand, or you know what I mean? Like, I know that that interaction is so important, and because of that, like, I think it does make me, like, even if I'm having, like, you know, not that I have many bad nights, but say, for instance, I'm stressed or whatever, like, I always still keep that in the back of my mind, sort of, you know, like, make sure you know, interact, because they appreciate it. And yeah, I don't know. I personally love it. Like, it's something that still gives me a kick every time someone's like, oh, nice to meet you, or can I have a sticker, or, you know, let's grab a drink.
Or sings along to some of your tracks.
Or even that, like, yeah, that is, like, I don't think there's any better feeling than having someone know the words to an unreleased song. You're like, how do you know this? Like,
because I met a chap a few weeks back.
Yeah.
I met a dude who I think is probably your biggest fan.
Really? Who was it?
I can't name his name on the radio, but I think you know him. He told me about an incident where the shop he was working at was held up. It was robbed. And he was assaulted with a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, he had post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah.
And what helped him recover was listening to your bootlegs, mm-hmm, and all of the sets that you put up.
I know who it is now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a legend. Oh, and he will be loving this. We should give him a shout out.
Oh, sure.
He would love it.
I think you should give the shout out, because he loves you that much.
And he's a self-proclaimed number one fan. At one point, he was going to get t-shirts printed with my name on it. Just
Are
for
you
him.
For real?
Yeah, he loved. Oh, he's, yeah, absolute ledge. So, yeah, shout out to Mitchie Peterson.
Yeah. Oh, because, yeah, I met him at Crown Casino, and then, we just, like, partied on for a little bit. And we were like, your name came up in conversation, because I was like, oh, one of my favorite DJs, Holly J. But how does it feel knowing that your art, what you do for fun, that you put up just for the sake of you wanted to put this art out there, helped heal somebody?
That's, like, it's an incredible feeling. Like, I don't think you can ask much more. Like,
yeah, totally, right?
Yeah. Like, I mean, to be honest, like, it's still kind of surreal, because, like, I, you know, a lot of the stuff that I do, like, it's all very spread, like, you know, between writing originals and doing mashups and all that kind of stuff. Like, there's so many different, like, aspects to it. Yeah, it's just kind of, like, buzzy to sort of be like, oh, my God, like, people call this art? Like, this is just me having fun, like, and making stuff that I like the sound of.
It's totally. Yeah. And I'll touch on the mashups in a tick.
Yeah.
Because I want to talk to you about your debut set at Tramp, because, sadly, I couldn't attend.
Aww.
I was stuck somewhere else. What was the vibe like? How did you go? What was it? Because that was your first ever Tramp 7 set.
Well, Tramp's, like, jungle set ever.
Really? Okay, yeah. Cool. So that's, like, two double features, like, right in that.
Mm-hmm.
Talk me through it, babe.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, I've been playing for, I don't know, 6-7 years now, and I've literally, the first probably 3 years of that, I was like, every week, I'm like, I want to play Tramp. I want to play jungle. I want to play, let me play, like, just... I don't even think it was jungle then. I think it was still just, like, Tramp at that point. And yeah, basically I used to harass him and be like, please let me play, please, like, I just want to play that, and could never get in. And I was like, right, this is the Melbourne Elite, this is a goal, like, I want to be there, I want to do that. And yeah, I don't know, I just eventually gave up, because it was like 4 years of asking. I'm just like, fuck you guys. But yeah, no, so in the last couple of months I've been going back there heaps more, and then yeah, a couple of weeks ago they were like, I think it's time that you do it, and I'm just like, oh my god, I thought you'd never ask.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And yeah, like it was incredible. Like I was actually really nervous because they...
You nervous?
Yeah, well, I still get nervous before every set. I don't think it's natural, 100%. Like, because, I mean, there's so much that can go wrong. Like, yeah. Your USBs muck up, like...
But you could never
equipment.
Tell.
Oh.
Because you come in and you're just like this big smile and then you slay behind the decks. You slay them. So it's just insane that, yeah, I'd never actually noticed that you were nervous before a show before.
Always. I always used to say to myself, the day that I'm not nervous, I don't care anymore. You know what I mean? So, like...
That's the truth, isn't it?
Yeah. So, basically, I, like, leading up to it, I was kind of like... Well, actually, we got the set times at, like, 9 o'clock that night. So, I didn't even, like, 100% have it confirmed. I was kind of like, I think I'm playing. Awesome. And then it was like, all right, so you're playing 7 to 8 slot, and Heath Renard is before you. I'm like, crap, well, there goes half the playlist that I wanted to play. But basically, like, they're quite purist with their music. So, like, I really had to think about what kind of stuff would work there. And I ended up going for, like, a completely old school set. So it was, like, a 2010, like, all of my, like, old bootlegs and all that kind of stuff and my really old remixes. And, yeah, it was, like, incredible. Like, I had a 5-hour gap between my gigs because I had Billboard, then Wawa. And so I finished there at, like, 3 a.m. And then I didn't start till, like, 7. And 4-hour gap, I can't count. But, but yeah, it ended up, like, I got there and the vibe was, like, picking up and, like, Heath started smashing. And by the time I got on, like, I had to sober up a little bit beforehand.
Yeah, you don't want to be any sloppy fingers on the decks.
Nope. But yeah, no, it was just awesome. Like, apart from the fact that I actually need to take a step there for next time because I'm too short. Like, I was... Like, I literally, like, I was struggling to be able to, like, reach up and get, like, the hot cues.
For real?
No shit.
Oh, like, my God.
Oh, I keep swearing. What is wrong with me? Well, it's normal. but yeah, basically, and, like, the vibe in there was fantastic and... Yeah, it was sort of over before I realised. And, yeah, I can't wait to go back. Like, it was just, yeah, so much fun. Look, so good.
Another thing that, you know, you've smashed off that life goal of being at Tramp and, you know, that you probably left the door open for you to go back there, hopefully. Judging what I've heard. But also the internet is buzzing with something that you've been cooking in your kitchen. And I'm talking about the mashups. You've been slowly releasing, what are you up to, 7 so far?
Yeah, so basically... I just thought, like, rather than just giving out a bootleg pack, like, a lot of people just, you know, give them out, they've got, like, 5 or whatever, I would, like, get them all together. So I basically got a 10-track pack that I've basically drip-feeding. So every Tuesday I put out a new one. And, yeah, so we're 7 weeks into it so far. And, yeah, basically it's just, like, all of my fun kind of, like, it's more on the... bounce kind of tip, but they're all very vocal, so it's sort of like I call them the crowd pleasers. So it's stuff that you can play regional, you can play city, you can basically, yeah, a lot of the guys that sort of play the more commercial kind of gigs actually are the ones that I hear back from saying these work really well. So I was like, screw it, I'm just gonna give these all out. Like, these are all like my VIP edits and stuff like that. I'll just put them together. So yeah, that's basically what it is. So
that's crazy, babe.
Yeah. I mean, look, I've definitely got some more, like, original stuff I've been working on. But this is just sort of, like, a fun, you know, yeah, fun stuff that people love free shit. So, I mean, like, you might as well.
Yeah, totally. And, like, the fact is, like, when you can tell, like, I could always tell, like, when you are having an awesome night or, like, you've got, like, some friends with you that you might not have seen in a while in the crowd or that they've come with you as, like, you know, your crew. Because you can hear it when you play. You're a very emotional DJ. That's the only way I can describe it, a very empathetic. So when you're having fun, that's when you're... I don't know, this is much my opinion, but I find that when you're having fun, your craft is at its top.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No worries. I'd like to know, are your fingers all warmed up?
Oh, 100%. I'm ready to go. So yeah. Can I tell you a little bit about what I'm going to start with?
Yes.
All right, so basically... I will get into the mashup. So basically what I'm going to play tonight is I think there's about 12 mashups in there all up that I'm giving out. But I want to show you something to start with, which I have done. It's basically an original, but I've actually submitted it in a remix competition, like added in a few parts of that which we're waiting to hear the results back from. So it could go either way. Like, this could be, you know, I mean, I'm not going to hang my hat on, like, you know, anything happening, but yeah, basically, like, there's just a beatport competition for spinning records, which if I was to do all right in it, it would be amazing.
Oh, just a small win. Just a little bit. Little tiny thing. Oh, my, like, God, that's huge.
Yeah, but, like, we don't know yet. So, and there's, like, 600 other entries. So I'm not holding my breath. But anyway, I had so much fun making it. And basically what it is me trying to blend these styles. So I think last time I spoke to you, I was telling you how much I love trap and how I'm, like, trying to educate people with, like, doing a little bit of, you know, the Melbourne's kind of stuff that they like and dance to now, and then blending in some of my my trap elements and sort of coming up with this new genre, which I'm naming Meltrap. So this is, like, probably one of the first things that I'm going to be putting out. So if it doesn't do well in the competition, I'm just going to take out their parts and release it, like, as an original. So it's called the Big Bang Anthem, I believe. And yeah, see what you guys think.
I just want to say thank you for bringing that onto Counterculture, and I feel really, really blessed that you allow me to broadcast that. Before you go into the other booth and start mixing, who are you listening to at the moment?
Oh, now this is going to come back to the trap stuff, which people probably don't care about here.
Excuse me. I care about it. Like, come on, far away.
Okay, so Party Favour, he is, like, I'm in love with him. Yeah. Like, oh my God, the things I would do that man. No, stop.
No, keep going. No, stop.
yeah, so basically, like, if you have a chance, look him up. Like, he does heaps of, like, really sick, like, trap kind of edits and remixes and stuff. And he's working a lot with Diplo and, his EDC set and his, what's the other one? The Diplo and Friends set that he's just put out are amazing. So, yeah, get onto that.
I've got a song for you, though.
I most certainly
do. It might be a little bit odd because I love my really, really aggressive trap and more of the jungle vibes. This is from a little DJ that I'm obsessed with, Bro Safari and Aerochord.
Love Aerochord, his Munster remix. Oh.
That tune, Scumbag.
Oh, I don't know if I know that one.
Oh, whoa.
Okay, show me.
This will get you vibing. Holly J, thank you so much for coming into Countercultured.
Thank you.
We've got Holly Sec right after this.
When I die, fuck it, I wanna go to hell. Cause I'm a piece of shit. When I die, fuck it, I wanna go to hell. Cause I'm a piece of shit, it ain't hard to fucking tell. When I die, fuck it, I wanna go to hell. Cause I'm a piece of shit.
You are listening to a Counterculture podcast on Joy 94.9. To hear more podcasts from Dylan, go to joy.org.au/countercultured.
Come on. generation games. Who cares? They're always changing. Corporation names. We just want to dance here. Someone stole the stage.
On the west side, so I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, take the key. keys to my truck. Hit the shawl cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and the guys in Kanai. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hear the party say, I'm kind of buzzed and it's all because
this is how we do it.
Central does it like nobody does.
my lady, come, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, come, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Such a sexy, sexy, pretty little thing. This April bitch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in her eyes and her looks to kill. Time is passing, I'm asking, could this be real? Cause I can't sleep, I can't hold still. The only thing I really know is she got sex appeal. I can feel, too much is never enough. You always there to lift me up when these times get rough. I was lost, now I'm found, ever since you've been around. You're the woman that I want, so I'm putting it down. Come, my lady, come, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, you're my pretty baby. You'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy. Come, my lady, come, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, you're my pretty baby. I'll make your legs shake, you make me go crazy.
Let's go. How many dudes you know roll like this? How many dudes you know flow like this? Not many.
Remix.
If any. Not many. If any. How many dudes you know got the skills to go and rock a show like this? I don't know anybody. How many dudes you know roll like this? How many dudes you know flow like this? Not many. If you need it, not many, if any. How many dudes you know got the skills to go and rock a show like this? I don't know. Yo, how many dudes you know roll like this? How many dudes you know flow like this?
Not many, if any. Not many, if any.
How many dudes you know got the skills to go and rock a show like this?
I'm all about that bass, by that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, by that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, by that bass. Hey. I'm from booty pack. Go ahead and tell them skinny bitches that. No, I'm just playing, I know y'all think you're fat. But I'm here to tell you, every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me. She says boys like a little more booty to hold a knife. And no, I won't be no stick figure silicone Barbie doll. So if that's what you're into, then go ahead and move along.
the fire in your heart.